Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us clear guidelines regarding the rights of women, how we should treat with them, how should we look after them, and what are their rights. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's instructions concerning good conduct with women, let's learn. Mentioning different female relatives, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever takes care of two daughters, two sisters, two maternal aunts, two paternal aunts, or a maternal grandmother and a paternal grandmother, he and I will be like this in paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then brought together his index finger with the one enjoining it. Regarding good conduct with one's wife, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the Muslim with the most perfect faith is the one who has the best character and is compassionate to his family. In one narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he eats, he should feed her. When he clothes himself, he should clothe her. He should never strike her on her face or revile her. He should not separate from her except within the home. And speaking about overlooking the wife's shortcomings and focusing on her merits, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no believing man should hate a believing woman. If he dislikes something about her conduct, he will be pleased with something else. This is how Islam protects the rights of women. That's how Islam encourages to look after, take care of their family members, especially women. Islam explains the rights of all, of mother, a daughter, a wife, sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we follow the teachings of Islam. What an incredible religion. What a phenomenal teachings it has.